It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. So glad you're here. And also so glad to have this fantastic guest on. I've been doing a little pre-chatting here before we hit the record button, and she's pretty cool. Like, there's some cool stuff going on in there. So I can't wait to unpack this. And, she's got like all these credentials. She's pretty impressive. But basically, she's the downsizing coach. She helps you downsize from a big old place to a small old place, right? And I did the same thing a few years ago. I decided that that my life shouldn't be tied up with stuff, and it should be tied up in experiences. And I have a feeling, I don't know, but we're going to hear some stuff like that from Ann. So please, I'm going to welcome Ann Norrie to the podcast. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you so much, Mark. So wonderful to be here with you and your awesome listeners.
Yeah, they are. And viewers too. And let me ask you a question. How did you get started? So this downsizing thing, I mean, you know, with the whole Marie Kondo thing, it's kind of taken off as like a way of life, you know, tiny houses, things like that. Tell us how you got started and where your transformation came from. That's interesting.
Absolutely. So as a realtor, an auctioneer, and a personal property appraiser, right? So my journey is when I visit with clients is really, I know just as much as about the real estate as I know about the content in their home. So it's always been a consultation that takes place hand in hand, working with clients that might be consolidating multiple homes or a single home from transitioning. So it's a natural conversation that kind of happens.
That's cool. And how did you, what made it exciting for you to get into that part of the business?
Well, my sister and I had a television show and my family was in the home decor and furniture business. And really once we transitioned into the real estate world, and it's like, what do you do with all this content, right? I was a buyer all over the world. I had offices and I just know the valuation of items and you know, it's a passion because the biggest challenge that holds people back is what do they do with their stuff? And as an auctioneer, right, even though there are solutions and there are ways, and I'm very passionate now about seeing clients, right? They take decades and decades to grow this wealth. And then when it's time for them to simplify, they're just stumped about what to do with everything that they've spent collecting.
You know, I heard something a while ago about why we don't get rid of stuff. You want to hear what I heard?
Tell me.
It was that when we buy something, we emotionally invest in those things, right? So we like go out, we might consider things, we might look at prices, we might negotiate. The more work we do, the more involved and invested we are in buying. And so even though it might be 10 years that we've had this thing and we haven't worn it in 9, right? We may not want to get rid of it because we have that memory of that emotional investment. So I thought that was really interesting when I heard about that, because I can tell you, it's tough to throw things out. Like I can have an old ratty t-shirt and get a new one, and I really should replace the new one or the old one with the new one. And I can tell you, I justify, oh, this is so comfortable, even though it's got a couple of holes in it, right?
Absolutely. Or vice versa. Here's a dining table for 14, right? Entertaining friends and family, and you no longer do that and you're in the condo, right? And you want to be at the beachfront. But what do you do with the stuff that was once so very important to you?
Yeah.
There's a solution to all of it.
So let's start talking about some of those solutions. So what are the solutions? Like, how do you go about it? Maybe a couple of steps on how you go about it and get people involved in that funnel, if you will.
As you said, it's an emotional attachment, right? And in order to kind of, I have a three-step process, right? It's first is define, design, and deploy your mission and your path. As a downsizing coach, it really is important for people to understand and define where it is that they want to be. It's almost like living the dream. Like, what is your dream? Where do you want to be? Whether it's local, whether it's across country, whether it's to be with family and friends, whether it's just to stay in the same city and just, downsize, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it looks like for them, they need to have a clear picture and to start to have, as you said, an emotional connection to that new dream, to that new life, that new lifestyle that they want to be living.
Great. And then when you say design, is that the second step of the first step Or is that the second step?
It is. So I always tell people, first, you got to define where you're headed. And then I would say, start to go out, start shopping, like start shopping for this new lifestyle. What would that look like? For example, if I just moved to Palm Beach County area, and I am down here in Florida from Northern Virginia. And with that, right, there's like logistics. We were a big ski family. Like, what is that going to look like for me? Like, so it's a matter of figuring out where you want to be, what that's going to look like for you. What is the square footage? What is the lifestyle? So that once you envision what you want, that new lifestyle, that new square footage, what you want to be mainly doing, is it going to be, you know, do you want to be a snowbird? Do you want to have two locations, one up north, as you and I were chatting, right? You're like, I don't want to be in Florida all the time, but you'd like to be here some of the time. So what does that look like for you? And for our listeners, once they define that, right, if they're going to be a part-time, half-time, or full-time in their new destination, it will allow them to then design their roadmap that will fit their old lifestyle to fit into their new vision, right?
Awesome. Okay, so we've defined it. We know we want to do this. Then what we do is we kind of really step into it, right? We step into the vision and we start checking off the details and figuring out exactly how we're going to do it. And then we have to take some action, right? Because everybody can have a vision, but if you don't take action, you don't ever get anywhere, right?
That's
the deploy, I suspect, right?
That is the deploy. And before I even get into the deploy, you know, what holds people back, it's one is the stuff that they've accumulated over the years, right? Figuring out the real estate may not be as hard as it is. How do you deal with, you know, you might have three kids and they've left the home and they have stuff that's, you know, within the home, or you might have inherited items that you feel responsible for, right? How do you go through these emotional artifacts, right, that are now surrounding your lifestyle and your home? And there's a way of starting to deal with that through the process of figuring out what that's going to look like, what you're going to keep, what you need to sell, and what you can donate. And part of the conversation for me is really empowering clients, right? Empowering sellers so that they can grow wealth. And I think with your listeners, the purpose of your podcast is how can they grow wealth, right? Whether it's through their art collection or their assets, or even if it's a simple lifestyle, and if there's a way that they can monetize the items that they've spent decades amassing, right? If they can turn that into some sort of capital to help them transition from the old to the new, it's a win.
Absolutely. It reminds me of a saying that I have, and that is, every decision in life has maintenance and consequences. So the more stuff you have, the more you have to maintain it. If you got 10 cars, you got to maintain 10 cars. Absolutely. If you got boats, you got airplanes, you got to maintain them. Trust me, I know all that stuff. And so I decided a long time ago to not, you know, play that maintenance game and try to downsize a lot of the things that I do in my life. Still working on it, actually. I don't think it's ever going to be an obtainable goal, but I'm getting there. But, you know, I think it's the maintenance, because if you spend your whole life maintaining the things that you have, unless you absolutely love maintaining them, your life just becomes a chore, right? So it's that downsizing idea. So if you move from, I think, like you said, an 8,000 square foot house into a 1500 square foot condo, when it comes time to leave in the condo, you lock the door and you're gone. But a house, you got to get all these people to maintain it and take care of it while you're gone, right?
Absolutely. It's the maintenance. Not only is it the time, the energy, the effort, but also the finances, right? Taking those finances, putting them towards your new vision, your new goal, your new interest, your new passion. It's all about the experiences we were talking about, right? So as I shared, for my 50th birthday, I wanted to get my sailing certification, and I dragged my kids along. We went to Greece and kind of got that so that I can spend the next 50 years, hopefully, sailing somewhere from one destination to another. So instead of having lawn maintenance and perhaps snow removal, right? I would rather be floating from one destination to another with a small condo and be eligible. My kids are in New York. If I want to be in New York, boom, we're in New York, you know, for lunch with them over the weekend. If I choose to be elsewhere or back to our office in Virginia, boom, I have an opportunity to do so. So the freedom that it brings clients, right? And the weight that it takes off their shoulders from taking care of all of the items that we've spent decades amassing, it's just liberating.
Now that's that, and I completely agree with you 95, 96%. And I love the digital nomad style. I can work from anywhere in the world, and I do, and I have fun doing it. But a lot of people just don't resonate. They don't even know it's possible, first of all. And when they look at my lifestyle, or maybe even yours, they kind of go, hey, that's not really possible on a long-term perspective. So that's one thought. The other one is, what is the downside of downsizing, right? There's got to be something. It can't be all, you know, rainbows and unicorns, right? I mean, there's got to be some downside. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a big, I wouldn't call myself a chef, but I was the family cook, let's say. I love to entertain. I love to bring the family together. Everybody was always welcomed into our home at our table, and not being able to do so, you know, right here, I have a 6-person dining table. I'm here in my condo. I've got my green screen up. I'm doing what I need to do, right? But I can't entertain 24 when it comes to Thanksgiving or at the holidays. So yes, there is a downsize, and that's why we have a younger sister, and she's not, she now wears that crown, right, of having to downsize, right? So now our the options become, hey, where can we spend the holidays together and maybe do it at a destination? So, you know, there's, as you said, cool there's option, a downside, there's a downside, but it allows you to look at things differently and to come up with new solutions that fit your family and your family's need and lifestyle as to where you are now. And so we don't have to constantly be looking back at what we used to do.
Yeah. That's a tough thing, is because, you know, there's past, present, and future. And if you live your life in the past, then you don't really move forward. If you live your life in the present, which is the time you can really enjoy it, we can only enjoy the present, then your life is really awesome. But you have to look forward a little bit. And maybe that's what this downsizing idea is about, is like, you live in the present, you enjoy what you have, but you look at all the possibilities. I listen to you talking and you say, you know, now it's my sister's turn, which is a cool reframe, right? It's her turn to step in and entertain the family. Or you create a cool experience by going to some place that your whole family's never been, and everybody flies there, and you stay on the water, or you do some mountain skiing or something that you wouldn't have done if you were tied to having a 24-person, you know, Christmas dinner or something like that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it, again, it's just liberating. And the number one thing that I love and I hear from clients over and over and over again, and why didn't you make us do this sooner? It might take them, you know, 18 months or 2 years for them, or 6 months to make their dreams or visions come true, right? But as everyone reaches the other side, they just feel so empowered, so wonderful. And they're like, they wish they had done this years and years earlier.
Wow. So let me ask you, Anne, how somebody comes to you, how do you kind of bring them into your world and kind of give them your advice? I mean, I see you got real estate going on, then you got this downsizing thing going on. I have a feeling they fit together, but do you lead with the real estate and then go to the downsizing? Do you lead with the downsizing and part of that is the real estate? How does it work with you?
Absolutely. So I'm in the process of writing our book, and we have a downsizing system. They can visit thedownsizingcoach.com, and there's a downsizing system that they can acquire. We have information on our site. Again, each family or each individual scenario is going to look tailored, and it's going to look a little different, right, for them. But for everyone, again, it's the same three-step process. And depending on their finances and what they choose to do, I mean, do you buy first or do you sell first, right? Those are some typical questions. What do I keep? What do I sell? What do I donate? You know, what, how empowering clients and sellers, right? So that when they're hiring the right professionals, especially in a shifting market, what are the incredibly important elements that they need to look out for and the professional that they choose within this marketplace? So there's a lot of questions to be asked in order for everyone to have the most financial return and the investment in this incredible life that they've created for themselves.
Yeah.
And I sometimes see clients rushing through the process and not making the best financial sense. Or let me give you an example. I walked into a client's home, and she and her husband were obviously in the DC area. We've got servicemen, diplomats that travel the world, and they had some Asian antiquities. And I walked in, and she had a pile. I said, "What is this?" And I picked up some beautiful Asian urns that she had, and I was admiring them. And she said, "Oh, that's the Goodwill pile."
Wow.
And my heart just sunk. Wow. I said, "Why is this the Goodwill pile?" She said, "Oh, my daughter's friend is an agent, and she came in and she said, you know, with the world of Pottery Barn and what's going on, nothing really has value, donate at all." And then, you know, they were building a condo in Naples, and I didn't have the heart to tell her. I mean, it could have been worth $40,000 for the pair.
Oh my God.
Asian vases, right? But, you know, she's like, "We purchased it in Vietnam. Many, you know, her husband had purchased it 35 years ago." But, you know, there are items. There are items that have incredible value. There are items that may not have such value. But it's when you look at the collection and the items that are there, whether it's a stamp collection, coin collection, car collection, you know, the furniture and decor that they've collected, right? Things are going to have some sort of value, and we have solutions for them to take those items, monetize those items, and have it work for them or help their grandchildren or whatever they choose to do, whether it's with the personal assets, as well as for them to figure out how to take their residence and then to diversify that plan, right, to income producing properties. You know, if they're downsizing, you know, how to invest it into one property and take the balance and invest it elsewhere. Hmm. So it's
pretty comprehensive. Let me ask you this one. Do you ever get somebody that comes to you and says, "Okay, we want to sell our big old house. The kids are gone now. And we want to just rent." Do you get those people?
That's, you know what, you and I are very much in sync. That's what I recommend to people, especially now in the shifting market. Go take it for a test run. If you want to be in a new climate, a new environment, you don't know, especially with two partners, maybe one's for it, one's not. I always tell them, why jump in?
Right.
Stuff, you know, figure out, get a small condo, figure something out at home base, and then maybe go for a test run and rent it. Rent a location, or before you make that committed decision, rent a location, Airbnb it for 2 weeks. And see if you love a neighborhood, see if you love a community, a town. You certainly don't want to be investing in a location and to say, "Geez, I wish I was on a different part of the city or the town or a location rather than where I am." It's a great idea to rent.
Yeah, I have a huge need for variety in my life. So I like to change things up a lot. I get kind of bored staying in the same place for a while. And so I like to move around. I like to change the scenery. And by renting and having places around the world, I get to change the scenery whenever I want. So I'm going to Greece and Italy, like I mentioned before we started talking here. And I'm going to go to an island and get a house on the beach. And then I'm going to go to the mountains of Italy and go to Venice. And, you know, I like changing that up. And, you know, if you like having a vacation, why not design your life to be more of a vacation, right? Why do we have... why do we save these vacations up for 2 or 3 weeks a year? And then we work really hard. Like that's what I'm trying to get to people is show them that the possibilities are endless if that's what they want. Now, a lot of people like to nest. They like to have a home that they can come home to, they can take care of. And that's great. And I've got a bit of that, but not a lot of that. So I like to change it up. So I'm certainly one of those people that would want to rent. So, all right. So let's summarize real quick. So we've got define, we've got design, and we've got deploy. That's your three-step process in downsizing your life, your standard of living, the way you live, the way you choose to live your life. So did I get that right?
You absolutely do. The downsizingcoach.com. They can get more information. Plus, we also have some tools for them to get valuations on their home. If they want choose to Airbnb it or do some really cool things we've put together, we've got some great gifts for them that they can easily visit our site and get information on. And we'd be happy to answer any questions they have nationwide.
That's awesome. You are awesome. And you know, listeners and viewers of the Wealth Architect Podcast, you can take action in your life and it translates to wealth, right? If you're not spending money on maintenance, if you're not spending, if you don't need an 8,000 square foot house or even a 3,000 square foot house, you know how hard it is to clean a 3,000 square foot house compared to a 1,500 square foot house? It's hard. And if you don't want to spend all this money in maintaining your property, it actually does add to your wealth when you can save money. You're never going to save your way to wealth, but you can save money and save your way into investing that money and also enjoy the process. And I think that's really what Anne is really all about here. And she's got a really great methodology. Go to the downsizingcoach.com, get some of Anne's stuff. Get her in your life. I have a feeling having her in your life is going to help you change your world. So, Anne, thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom with us today.
Thank you so much. Wishing you a wonderful trip. And to all of your listeners, live a life by design. You can have it all. You just need to, you know, have that vision. And we're all here to help you create it.
I love it. That's beautiful. All right. Thanks for your time today. Remember, listeners, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. See you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.